This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Plunge. Easy to use, reliable cold plunges at affordable prices. Save $150 off with code MMA150. Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers around. Save 55% off hosting for 3 months with code Bigfoot. Nectar Sleep, the last mattress you'll ever need. Get free sheets, mattress protector, and pillow with code GWFIT25. Bulletproof Coffee, power your mind, fuel your body, and unleash your limitless potential. Save 20% off with code BPMMA20. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 581.
581!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By fans, for fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
Red Solo Cup.
Well, I used one of those today. Put the fat from my ground beef in it. Is that what you're drinking?
It's not actually a Solo Cup. Some Kirkland brand,
some fucking knockoff Costco brand bullshit.
I don't know, but it's delicious. I'm drinking it in honor of our loved Bears taking the L. They're taking the L this weekend.
Hey, they're fucking 500. They're 2-2.
Yeah,
it was easily could be 4-0.
Difficult to watch. I will say the highlight for me of the game was this kicker, Michael Badgley. He goes 4-for-4 against the Giants. He was working out in California, I think like Thursday or Friday. He tries out at Halas Hall Friday, which is the Bears like practice facility. And he kicks for the Bears in New Jersey, which apparently is his hometown state, on Sunday, and makes 4 field goals, 4-for-4. Like, because the Bears can't finish.
We can't call a play. Like, why? You're in the red zone. Why would you call a passing play?
I don't know.
Like, I think, part of the problem is the fucking line, the offensive line, right? So if you can't protect Fields, I forgot what they said, like 51% of the plays, he's scrambling for his life. He got sacked, I think, 6 times in the first half. So you can't evaluate him. And then you have a play caller who's just like, we have a first year head coach, a first year offensive play caller, and everyone's trying to learn the system, and he's being ultra fucking conservative with the play calling. Like, let the juice loose. Sometimes you got to just let it fly. Like, what?
That's right. Let the big dog eat.
Right. You're losing. So, I don't know, try some different things. And then there was I don't know if it was a 4th and 1 or a 4th and 2 where they decided to punt instead of going for it. Again, do you want to just keep losing? I'd rather you throw a fucking pick and try than fucking run the ball and not get the first down or whatever you need, a touchdown.
Right.
Throw the fucking ball. Who cares? Hopefully it'll change by next week. I don't even know who they're playing, but
change the play calling?
Something like mix it up, like more passing.
I think Fields is going to be out of the game next week for the season. If at this pace up, he'll be lucky to survive one or two more games.
Right?
He gets hit like every play.
He always gets late hit, and they always target him in the head. At least this year, he's getting the calls for that, because last year, I don't know, he just got brutalized. They always target his head.
They do.
So frustrating to watch. Hopefully it'll be better. But again, this is the season where I think they're just kind of trying to spend on the cheap, build the roster with draft picks, hope they develop, and then next year they can kind of go on a spending frenzy because they're going to have so much money free. I think they'll have the most money free out of all the teams as far as like what they can spend. So that'll be fun. And then I said I wasn't going to watch the Blackhawks, and I started watching the Blackhawks. It's like a crack addiction that I cannot break, Ingo, goddammit.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very odd trying to watch them now when you don't have Pat Foley and Eddie Olczyk calling the games. Like, I was listening to Pat Foley call the games like in the 90s.
Wow.
Like in the late 80s, early 90s. He's been broadcasting forever, and to not hear that man's voice on a broadcast does not feel right. But the new guys warming up on me a little bit. I can tolerate it. They have a lot of young guys that looks like, again, it's kind of like the Bears. Like, they have a lot of young talent, but they're not ready to be in the NHL yet. So it's like the preseason, you can see a bunch of these fucking 18-year-olds playing. I'm like, fuck, that guy looks good. That guy looks good. But when are they actually going to make it to the NHL?
Right.
In a couple of years. And even the goalies are okay. It's just, you can't win a game if you're only going to shoot the puck 12 fucking times on goal.
No, usually it's like in the 30s, right?
Yeah. 30 is the average. And if you're not doing that, you're not fucking doing it right. Because I think part of the problem is too, it's like you have these veterans like Patrick Kane on your team, and you have all these young guys who keep deferring and want to keep passing it to him. So they're passing up a prime opportunity to take a shot on goal to like give it to Patrick. I'm like, fucking be greedy, shoot the fucking puck. So hopefully that trend doesn't continue. But again, they're trying to play for last place so that they can get one of the top three draft picks. So it's
send in the replacements. it's
a challenge because it feels like the movie Major League, right? Where the owner is trying to tank the team, like the general manager, but then you have a coach that wants to win. And it's like the same scenario for the Blackhawks, because he's like, the coach they brought in wants to fucking win. He doesn't want to fucking tank.
Maybe they'll win it all. They're going to be sitting here in April going, what the hell? Like, they're like 45 game streak, victory streak.
That's fine.
In the playoffs. I don't know. Hopefully, I mean, you can't bet on draft picks. I think they just
you never know.
Building the team and trying to make them better. And I think that's still crazy for like an 18, 19, 20 year old to be like playing professional hockey. I think that's too high.
Oh, it's insane. But there were a couple of kids out there. They're ready. You can see they're fucking competing and causing havoc. And one of them looked like the best skater on the ice, fast, and the defenseman they drafted. So, like, we'll see as we talk about all the Chicago sports. Hey, speaking of sports, did you know it's Brocktober?
Yes,
it's always Brocktober. Anyway, just got to get that in.
Well, we're talking about Chicago sports because really, let's be real, the UFC over the weekend, I mean,
it was fucking wild, wasn't it?
So exciting. We have so much to talk about. Do you want to tell us what happened in the main
event? Yeah. So you have Mackenzie Dern versus Jan, and this is a pants off kind of fight. Like, you just got to take your pants off and see what happens, right? So I just say this, I hate the no fans in the audience. And they asked Mackenzie Dern prior to her fight, you know, are there going to be fans? What's that like? And she said, well, I think it's because Mark Zuckerberg's renting out the whole fucking space, and that's why it's happening. Nice. A little face swap action. Super creepy.
Dana and the Zuck hanging out cage side, and Zuck's wife, I guess, and some of his friends.
And just a handful of people. It seemed almost quieter than COVID when they were fighting. I didn't like it at all. It was so fucking awkward. So again, back to Dern. She was saying, it feels like a sparring match when you're doing this. So it's gotta be super hard for the fighters mentally if you are not prepared. And you can't rise up because the crowd fucking energizes you. Fucking a million fighters have talked about that. GSP would talk about it. I've talked about it. You thrive from the audience and the crowd, from the punch and the roar, and you can gain energy from that. It's unbelievable. So anyway, But I will say this, I like watching Mackenzie flow when she's on the ground and transitioning, because the first round, clearly Jan, all striking. Second round, Dern got her to the ground, and then she's just flowing, like from sub to sub to sub. And then round three and four, Jan. Round five, Dern again on the ground. And I think the judges had it right. It was, I think, a majority decision for Jan. the last round could have potentially been a 10-8 for Dern because she dominated so much, but she's in this weird spot. It's kind of like Damian Maia, where if she can't get it to the ground, she's kind of fucked. Like she's, she has okay stand up, but anybody that has serviceable stand up is going to beat her 9 out of 10 times.
Right.
So she's in that weird position where, like, if she can't get the takedown, she's fucked. And if she can't get the submission, I mean, she can dominate on the ground, but she can't always get it there. So that's the problem, because she's got a judo background and obviously the high level jujitsu, and it's super fun to watch, but she's in this fucking murky area of not being able to transition. And she keeps going chin up in these fucking exchanges. Like, you got to have your chin down, because she gets rocked, and like, ah, it's tough fucking watching her fight and not getting, look like she's getting better. But
well, Damian was able to fix his stand up a bit, you know. He used to trade a little bit more, and got him in trouble a few times, you know, but like he stood in there against Silva and some other guys and you know, that did his thing and was able to work on that. But so maybe there's hope for her. I don't know. She needs to go somewhere where there's some good strikers, I think, but you know,
and learn more defensive striking, because she's okay offensively, but if she's against someone who's skilled, it's a fucking problem and getting in and maybe some more wrestling. I don't know. But then I want to talk about this Mark Zuckerberg thing, because this is fucking bizarre. I don't know if we've ever seen this in another sport where someone just said, fuck it, I want to rent the whole venue.
Did he pay for all of it, you think?
I'm sure. But what do you think that cost him to rent the whole thing out? And the other thing, to exclude the fucking media. Like, how wild is that? I didn't know that you could do that.
I think $3 million.
Holy shit.
Seems about right. No, I mean, I don't know how
possibly this, I was thinking it's at least a $500,000, because I don't know how many seats are in there that you're buying out, but you're also X-ing the media out. And I think Dana probably had a hard on. He's like, what, you want no media? I'd love to try this. I want to do this.
Maybe you did it for free. I don't know. It's good.
Oh,
it's
no,
good.
There's
it's
a good price to be
good,
paid.
It's good exposure.
That guy's a fucking, like, what is he, the second, third richest guy in the world? Who knows? He's in the top 10. He's got a fuckload of money. So you're going to tax him. But fucking wild.
You think they'll ever tell us?
Never. I think they will never tell us.
Because if someone knows some sheik in Iran is going to be, or Saudi Arabia or wherever, it's going to be like, oh, I was by the whole year.
Yeah, but it's just, I mean, at that, like, as a fighter, they got fucked in that deal.
Yeah.
Because I want to fight in front of people. I don't want to fight in front of Mark Zuckerberg and his girlfriend. That is
it's his
fucking
wife.
Weird, man.
I'm pretty sure it's his wife.
Okay, his wife. Yes. His side piece is somewhere else. I mean, it's cool that he's into the sport, but fucked up that a guy can just fucking X out everybody and the media.
True. True story.
So, speaking about Xing out the media, let's talk about our sponsor.
Yeah, let's
do it. Well, Manscaped. Hey, welcome to Fresh Ball Fall. It's the season of pumpkin spice, my favorite spice, girl. And making sure your crotch looks nice. That means sipping cider in a fall breeze and using Manscaped products to trim your balls with ease. That's right. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped, a company here to make sure that your foliage isn't the only thing shedding its excess leaves. Heck, even Mother Nature knows it's time to lose the extra clutter for fall. Join the 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com/MMANuts for 20% off plus free shipping.
That's right. And no matter if you're brand new or already with us at Manscaped, you could use the crown jewel of care for your family jewels, the Platinum Package 4.0. With this glorious package, you can align your entire hygiene routine all in one swoop. Inside the 10-part package is everything you know and love about the Performance Package, plus some shower goodies included to elevate your grooming game to platinum.
Nice. I thought you said that it was a glory hole package for a second. What's going on here? What are we doing?
That is a different kind of marketing situation.
Package. Okay.
Yes.
So you can go to manscaped.com/MMANuts. You can get 20% off plus free shipping. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. Manscaped, clear out the leaves. It's your tree trunks. Time to shine.
Woot, woot. Woot, woot. Shout out to Manscaped. You know what else and who else is providing support for today's episode? True Classic. It's sports season, baby, and True Classic has the gear you need, whether you are on the field or behind the screen. Athletes have jerseys, and we have True Classic. I'm wearing one right now. This is the brand behind the soft and flattering t-shirt of the year. True Classic is the one-stop shop for your favorite casual crew necks, polos, and activewear that gives Lulu a run for their money. When you have abs or flabs, finding the right t-shirt can be incredibly frustrating. Most t-shirts are too tight in all the wrong places or way too big and boxy, but not True Classic. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men get their fit on at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the absolute best deal they offer. Touchdown for a limited time only.
That's right. Touchdown.
Not the Bears. Get 20% off with our exclusive link, TrueClassic.com.
25% off even.
Oh, sorry. 25% off with our exclusive link, TrueClassic.com/MMA.
That's right. It's funny you just mentioned Lulu because I had some sent to me from my brother. Like, he had sent me some random clothes, and you know where that ended up? Out in my front yard on one of the dummies.
You put the Lululemon on the
dummy. Fuck yeah, I did.
Wow.
I ain't wearing that.
That's just a fancy dummy.
I like my True Classic. This is nice and smooth, very form fitting. Goes out a little on the gut. I got me some long sleeve action. I like to roll them up a little bit. It's very smooth, very form fitting, and very nice.
Mm-hmm. Back to me.
Yes.
It's about time you get your fit together. Upgrade your wardrobe with True Classic. Get 25% off at trueclassic.com/MMA with free shipping included on purchases over $100. That's 25% off with our link, trueclassic.com/MMA. Strengthen your core wardrobe with True Classic today.
That's right. And speaking of your core and good stuff, we'll talk about Blue Chew. The nights are getting longer, but the breeze isn't the only thing that's getting stiff. That's right. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, we all know that confidence can take you far in life. That's especially true in the bedroom, especially when it's time to step up to the plate. That's where Blue Chew comes in.
That's right. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. The best part, this is my favorite part, it's all done online, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy.
That's right. Hey, with Blue Chew, men everywhere are excited to see the postman. Because when your package has arrived, your package has arrived. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to when it's time to perform, chew it and do it. Have better sex. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free and use our promo code MMA Nuts at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code MMA Nuts to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
We sure do.
That's right.
We sure do.
Back to the show.
Back to this regularly scheduled programming.
That's right. What's happening?
Did you know Ben Rothwell debuted at Bare Knuckle Fighting over the weekend against Bobo O'Bannon? I happen to have the footage of his victorious 19 seconds bout. There he is wearing his kilt, and he's doing a little damage, looking quite solid.
He's making sexy times.
He is.
That guy doesn't know where he's at.
We'll see it one more time. He probably had some Blue Chew, I'm guessing, but
maybe.
Looking good.
He's wearing like the Muay Thai shorts.
Looks like a kilt to me, but whatever. So good for him. I'm wondering, like, hey, is this his new sport?
I think he's built for this. It's
the king super of aggressive. Kenosha.
There you go. And doing his stupid laugh thing again, I think, in that interview. Like, it doesn't work, man. This isn't pro wrestling. Your shtick sucks. Just go out there and bang it out, knock fools out, and you can let your body of work speak for itself.
Yep.
I see Mike Perry at the Russian face-off. Apparently he had One of his fighters fighting in Russia.
No way.
Hopefully I'm logged in here because I'm going to need some.
Did they beat did they knock each other out at the weigh-ins?
Well, it's one of those face-offs where anything goes kind of shit.
I'm too fast for you.
It's all fun and games until a guy takes a swipe at Mike Perry. Now it's on. So
crazy. Is that George? It looks like George.
It could be. Like our old Krav Maga instructor. Yeah, he was fun. Maestro.
Yeah.
How's it going, maestro?
Okay.
You never show weakness. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Oh, man.
Come up here, my friend. Let me demonstrate this technique on you.
You're like,
awesome. I don't know if I should be happy or sad right now. Because right. Usually if you're the technique demonstrator person, you're getting fucked up, but... I always felt he semi-respected me if he picked me. Anyway, what else is going on?
In other news, the UFC's flyweight Marina Moros, who happens to be Russian, I believe,
yes,
also known as the Iron Lady, is officially going to become the first UFC fighter to be featured on Playboy's centerfold. I have a picture of the
Playboy still in existence.
Only online. They don't sell magazines anymore.
That's wild.
But here you go.
Thank you.
Looking pretty nice. I would say that good on them, you know, trying to expand. But I used to have a Playboy subscription for many years and then I didn't anymore.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think the internet could have killed anything, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love it. I saw Aspen Ladd got cut from the UFC. So I guess you can't miss weight three times unless your name is Khabib Nurmagomedov. I don't know how many times that guy missed, but anyway.
12.
Yep.
12 times at least.
And let me do one more. I didn't know Hezbollah is a breakdancer. Did you know this?
No. Let's see.
Check out his moves. He's got some sick moves.
Does he have the moves like Jagger?
He got the moves like Jagger. I think he's on his kitchen table. Oh, no, he's on the floor. Okay. I saw the marble. I'm like, he's on his table. I think he broke his dick. He hurt something.
Ouch,
he's like I got to turn the camera off. God damn, Hezbollah.
No shit.
I don't know what that guy's up to.
Wild. Oh, he's got the Fu Manchu. I love it. Rubbing his head. Okay. In other news.
Yes. We like news.
There was some stuff that happened at Invicta where I have the picture here.
There's a weigh-in
protest against Disney where basically I don't know if you can see this, but she has
tape
on her. It says fuck Disney. And basically what happened is in March, a bunch of Disney workers staged like a walkout to protest the company's lack of condemnation for the Don't Say Gay bill in Florida. And apparently she was protesting this Peralta, that is, and she Helen Peralta. And they did not put this anywhere, obviously, except for Invicta had it out on Twitter, but it didn't make the broadcast or the way it got deleted from the weigh-ins. And I'm just wondering what your take is on this idea of like protesting in this fashion. Are you for it, against it? Would you like to see me?
I'm for it if you have C-size titties or bigger, because I was confused on those. I appreciate it. I think we need more. It was kind of like that woman that won the fight and then whipped out her big fake titties, I think, at the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people can approve of that kind of fucking messaging. I think fucking Chuck Liddell might approve of said messaging.
You're all about the props today. I like it.
Well, I remembered, like, I have so many of those. I couldn't find Mr. Jardine. I know he's somewhere in the vicinity.
I feel like I need a remote controlled through the internet flying dildo that I can fly from here behind your head whenever I want to.
Oh, man. I think we might be able to rig something up where you press a button and a fucking one comes down and slaps me in the face a few times. I could respect that. That'd be great. I'd appreciate
we should,
that.
We should each have buzzers at our respective studios and be able to fuck with the other one remotely. That would be kind of fun.
Okay.
Like, I don't know how you do this. But
yeah, I don't think that would be hard. It's just, you just need a button with a release. That's all. And it would go right through the internet.
That's right.
I'm sure that could be arranged. What's sure that could be arranged. What else is going on? I saw some... They have some more phone booth fighting. Oh, I know, really? These are always interesting, but you know, you can kind of read the description of this one, and I don't know if I can share a sound, but I'll try.
Two dwarfs ducking it out in a phone booth.
We might have to turn that down. We gotta mix it up. But I feel like the cage size or the phone booth, is actually the right size for the kind of action that's going to go down. You know?
That one dude, these dudes are pretty buff. Look at this.
Yeah, they usually are.
It's a lot of shots to the back of the head.
Yeah, I don't, a little eye gouging. Is that guy like a foot taller? I feel like why is he trying to shoot a takedown? Is he shooting a takedown?
I feel like this venue is too big for them. They need to be smaller. They need to fight in like a dog cage.
Yeah. Yes, 3x3x3.
That's perfect.
Are we going to get a finish here? There was more action in the other fight. These guys are stalling. Boo! You guys are stalling. Anyway, I like how they don't discriminate. They're like, all comers, all sizes. Let's get it on.
Let's get it on. What else do I got? So over the weekend, a main event ends in 20 seconds when the fighters, Gustavo Bazan and Rafael Cruz at, what is this event? Number one fight series in Argentina. Hopefully
it looked very third world.
I hope this plays. I'm not sure. It was age restricted apparently, but here they are.
I never understand how this happens.
I think somebody forgot.
Was there no one put the pin in?
Someone forgot to lock the door, I think.
It's fucking crazy because you're falling on concrete and hopefully you're not hitting like a metal step on the way down.
So many bad things can happen. I'm surprised someone hasn't lost a finger or a foot or.
Penis. Those at the local MMA show level, a lot of fucked up shit happens. We saw that one. Remember where it was an outdoor MMA event?
Oh yeah. They didn't have burns because it was so hot.
Because it was so hot and the fucking floor of whatever cage they had, everyone was getting second and third degree burns on their feet. It was fucked up. So fucked up. You got to have a cover at least giving some amount of shade because people didn't even want to go out, or you have to tape your feet up. But even then, like, you get tackled and someone's on top of you, you're burning your back. You're like, you shouldn't have to fucking fight the elements when you're fighting another person on top of it. It's fucked up.
Yep. Crazy.
Let's see what these wacky UFC fucking commentators are up to here. I think this is Brendan Fitzgerald and Paul Felder. We can turn the sound off. This is Paul kicking Brendan. He thought, you can't take a body kick. He very lightly hit him in the liver.
He's like, I'm down.
And then he's like, yeah, goofy fuck. I love it. What's up, Paul Felder?
Next time he's gonna kick him harder.
Yeah, that was a love tap to the liver.
Yep. What else do I have? Let me see. Do I have anything else? But there's this controversy I've been reading about Connor and his drug testing. Did you hear about this? Apparently there's a. Like, he's been in the USADA pool for a while, and he has not been drug tested at all in 2022. Why is that? I'm confused because he's in the active fighter list, and shouldn't they all be tested? I mean, what do you think's going on here? He's obviously on something.
Well, we all know he had a horrific leg injury, and he had to do allegedly massive amount of steroids. But the weird thing is he is also at the level where he can buy this shit that's undetectable. So I don't even know why we're playing this game. You could let him piss in a cup, and I'm pretty sure he's pretty clean. I'm sure he'll pass like any drug test because they could bury it anyway. They're the ones who are paying USADA.
Yep.
But it's a bad look on the UFC by not testing him at all. Just test him fucking once. Tell him when the test is coming so he can clean up, because you can see like how aggressive he is. I thought he was like trying to fight Michael Bisping recently too in his tweets, because he is so off the rails. It just seems like he's doing allegedly coke and steroids and God knows what else. He's just off the rails doing whatever he wants. And I don't know. It's very weird, but I guess when you have that kind of money and power, the UFC's just letting him do whatever the fuck he wants. I mean, I get it, but I don't know how you feel, but I feel he's past relevant, way past relevant. I don't even know if people want to see him fight it anymore.
I don't care about it. I was excited for a while, but he's been gone. Now he's just like one of these, like, he's similar to like an internet star. Those two dudes with all the tattoos. I forgot, the Yo Boys or whatever. It's like that. You know who I'm
talking about? Island Boys or something.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, he's just like, I don't have any interest in anything he's doing at this point.
A chihuahua that's just like bark, 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 bark. You're never going to fight. Like, just shut your pie hole at this right. point. Do your drugs, your steroids, and let everyone else have a little fun. Mm-hmm. Unless he's going to do boxing or whatever, but you'd have to officially retire or get the UFC to release you from the contract to, I don't know what you even want to do, but I don't have any interest in seeing him at this point. Like, we're done. Like, you're so far removed from the sport. And I think everyone's just kind of sick of him. So anyway, let's do a little KO of the week. Let's start with, I don't know, maybe a liver kick KO. I'm gonna go no sound. I don't know if I can do sound. Hang on. We're gonna try shout. Here you go. Sound. As I share sound. Because I want to hear the impact here.
It's coming.
Ooh. And I shit myself. It's always a delay. And it's weird because I've never been hit in the liver. I was asking my brother because he had done boxing for a long time. Like, have you ever been hit in the liver? He's like, no. Like, God damn it. Like, I don't know what that feeling is, because it's got to be wild to get hit and then 3 seconds later, like that delay, and then drop. So maybe it's like a kick to the balls, right? Because it's like you get kicked in the balls and you're like, fuck, that's going to hurt. And then 3 seconds later, you get that whomp. I feel like I'm going to throw up and like so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. KO number two. Oh, this is a nice one. This is the middle finger KO knockout, or he's flicking him off. Hang on. I want no sound because I didn't test this one. Middle finger, head kick while the middle finger's still out. And death.
Damn.
That's ballsy. Last one. I believe this is walking into some kind of spinning shit. Always fun.
Hmm. Oh, damn. That was nasty.
Oh, it was very bad with sound, too. So, anyway, what else is happening out there?
We were talking about Dana White and his new diet last week. And
yes, yeah, he'd lost like 30.
You see, this is just kind of ridiculous. I wanted to get your take on this. This is a man in his 50s looking
that's
very,
52.
Very, very healthy. So good on him.
Well, I think one of them, it's he said he was doing a lot of fasting. I forgot what he said he was doing. I think his first meal is at 2 p.m. and his last one's at 7. So a lot of intermittent fasting, and probably also doesn't hurt when you have, I don't know, $500 million worth of money and you can afford all the fucking awesome drugs in the world. So you can have basically like a Randy Couture blood doctor, like just fucking taking all the shit. And I'm not going to begrudge the man. If I had that kind of money, I would fucking take everything and anything to look awesome.
Mm-hmm.
right?
I mean, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Why not?
I just, right now, I can't say I have that fucking discipline anymore. It's hard to maintain that discipline over a fucking lifetime. I've been pretty fucking disciplined eating wise from 18 to let's call it 46, and now 47 48, and I'll be fucking 49 at the end of this month. My food discipline isn't as great as it was in the past. It's just I want to eat shit, right? But it's harder to maintain I don't even know what you're going to call it, a healthy weight when you're doing that in your late 40s and starting to hit your 50s. So you gotta make choices. And like, yeah. I'll fast the fuck, like say like tonight, if I go on a fucking eating, like I go on a weed and eat bender, then I'm going to fucking fast all day tomorrow. Like I'm going to pay the price, and then I'm going to fucking work out on top of it too. But okay. It's a losing battle, because 75-80% of what you look like is your fucking diet. So it's tough. It's bullshit. And I never understood that, because I was always thinking, oh, it's 80% of your workout is what you look like and 20% is a diet. And it's fucking actually opposite. So it's like you can do a lot with dieting. So anyway, I digress too much. You want to see a really sweet triangle transition? It's weird. You don't see a lot of triangles anymore. This is from one of those Tuesday night fights. This is was it Bo Nickel? We had Mount, and he transitions to a sweet triangle.
I'm out here.
Like, oh, yeah. That was so nice. Fucking fast and so, as they say, slick.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised, because if I'm in this position, I'm trying to go mounted triangle, but he just rolled with it and flowed and then locked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Wraps the leg at some point, and it's
99.
It's a wrap, man. Yep.
That shit's tight. Slick.
Yep. And they signed him, and I forgot what he was. I think he was fucking 5-0 in the last year, all first round finishes or something fucking ridiculous. So UFC finally signed him, and people are thinking, oh, this guy's gonna be a fucking champ before you know it. I said, well, we'll see. It's always, I think, a little premature. But now we'll show one more technique here. 1FC is interesting. They're on Prime Video now. So I, when I'm watching Thursday Night Football, they're actually promoting 1FC on Prime too.
Nice.
It's fucking wild. And it's also, I don't know about you, it's fucking weird watching football on Amazon Prime.
It is. We did a little bit of it last year, and I was like, this is just odd. Like, what? The quality's pretty good though. I think they do a good job streaming it. So
yeah, broadcasters suck, but well, at least one of the guys.
Yeah.
That's also the challenge too. So here's a nice elbow from 1FC. A little step in elbow.
Oh, damn. Oh, she got all of that one.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, you see that head just get fucking rocked.
Right on the chin too.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful. Nice elbow.
Yep.
That girl must have a Muay Thai background.
Yeah. That was a nice step in. You got anything else?
One last thing, which yep. is kind of MMA related. I stumbled upon a video a couple days ago of Joe Rogan shooting pool. Did you see this at all?
Mm-mm.
Apparently he's quite the pool shark.
Yeah, he's really good.
Get to see him like do a couple of things here. You know, here he is showing off some trick shots, doing some breaking or whatever. But here he goes. He's going to like set up some crazy ass like multi.
Why is he wearing a glove? Is he Michael Jackson?
It's a pool thing. Apparently, like, you know, your hand sweats and stuff.
It's like so, golf where you like wear a glove.
So instead of putting like chalk all over your hands,
yes.
It's like this glove keeps everything nice and smooth. And this, he likes to go, I guess, to these like old school pool halls. And I think, I don't know. I don't want to play the audio because.
No. You get to but it's see, interesting like, that people are leaving him alone too.
Yeah. Well, they're obviously camera guy here, but he's calling his shot. Here it goes. He's going to do some crazy ass trick shot thing. Where he's lines up, he's like lining up the, he's calling where the ball is gonna be.
Crazy.
Like he's like, okay, and I mean that's like perfect.
Yeah.
So, I know he's talked about pool off and on his podcast, but I think there's a guy like he talks about this sometimes too. Is like he was an expert at at, you know, one thing, and he's translated this to like multiple other areas, and I guess pool's one of them. And I'm curious on your, like, do you play pool? Do you like pool?
I would like it, but there's just no space anywhere for a pool table. And my, I'm okay sometimes, but I just, the angles just don't work out for me. Like I would need to play so much to get the angles down to figure that shit out. What was the one thing? I remember one of my buddies in high school had a bumper pool, and then I got really good at playing that, and then fucking jumping balls, because the bumper pool, I don't remember if it was a hexagon or an octagon, probably a hexagon, where you're trying to get the balls in a little hole on the other side. And then you just, it was easier just to jump the balls. And then I'm like, oh, I can jump balls. So then I started doing that in pool, where you could jump the ball over a ball, sink a ball. I'm like, maybe that's the move. Get the bumper pool table. Very small.
Super tiny. Yeah, I used to play snooker in college, which is the table.
How's that one work?
The table's even bigger and the balls are smaller. It's an English version of the game. I don't remember all the rules, but there's just colored balls, and it's a lot more complicated. The pockets are smaller. So, and the table's bigger, like I think by a foot or so. So
that's gotta be wild. I wonder, does that translate? Like, if you're good at regular pool, would you be good at snooker? Because the fucking dimensions are a little different.
It's the other way around. I think if you can play snooker well, I think you play pool extremely well. Gotcha. Cause it's smaller and it's, you know, the angles are not as crazy, I guess. So, but yeah, fun stuff. Good for Joe. He has to keep himself busy. That guy apparently never sleeps.
Seriously. The Adderall is strong with this one. There you go. What is this move called? This is a little ass of nuts.
Is that Phil Davis?
It almost looks like it. Dry hump.
What do you call that? That's like a tea bag, you know? I don't know.
Here comes the high stepper. And then here's an interesting thought-provoking question. So this is Eric Magracken. He said, the UFC has now gone to, we decide who you fight, where you fight, what you wear, what your seconds wear, who sponsors you, what substances are prohibited, and who you fight in front of. That last one is quite interesting. No media, no audience. Here's Zuck. So what the hell? Like, what do you think about that?
Well, it's been obvious from day one that they have total control over everything. The illusion of anything else is just an illusion. And the only ones who have any, like, say in that are the superstars in the sport. They get to write their own ticket. And Connor did that. You know, I know we capped on him a little earlier, but he wrote his own ticket. I mean, he did do that. So unless you can do that, I think you, this is just what you get. It's, I don't even know if they really even care about the fight. They just want to have events and just keep cashing in the dollars.
No, at this point, ever since it got sold, it's just, you're just, I don't even know. You're just product. You're not even a person anymore.
Right.
You just, and we pay out whatever it is, 15 to 20%, where every other league pays out, 50% or more. It's weird that they're not employees. That's what boggles my mind. I know they're still doing all those fucking lawsuits, but anyway, I saw Dana White did an interview with Fox News. I think Tucker Carlson. And he was telling them that the UFC did studies. And he said, there's just as many finishes in the big cage as there are in the small cage.
Really?
What? No, it's bullshit. So
there's no way.
My question is, like, why is he lying about that? Like, I don't understand the point of lying about that. It's 100% proven. And I mean, you saw it in the WEC, and people have done studies of it. It's way more finishes in the small cage because there's just less room to get away from someone.
Right.
So why the lie? I don't understand that.
I'm with you. I don't know. I mean, there must be some financial reason.
Oh, here's why. It's probably because of sponsors. Like, think about how many sponsors you could get in a big cage versus a fucking small cage.
Exactly. See the money.
That's
always,
what it is.
Always follow the money.
They answer all the question with fucking nonsense. I saw the Seattle Kraken got a new mascot, and I want to pull it up. I want to get your thoughts on this new mascot. It's a troll named Boy. What do you think about the new mascot? Get the fuck off my screen, bullshit.
It's super creepy. Are they trying to go for like a younger audience, or what is happening here? I'm so confused.
I don't know.
They got the little shipwrecked earring. It's just really weird to me. I don't know what I'm looking at here.
I don't know. I like it. It's disturbing. Fucking weird. I don't know why the Kraken have a troll for a mascot, but I did.
Maybe he's killing the Kraken.
Maybe
trollness.
I don't know. I feel like there's a Johnny Depp reference in there, like a Pirates of the Caribbean. Because don't they call in the Kraken? Yeah, yes. They do.
Release the Kraken.
That's right. While yes. we're talking about Kraken, I feel like we should pull up Paige Van Zandt. Ooh, I gotta turn this music off. But she made a little tweet the other day. I feel like it needs to be shared because sometimes she tweets stuff, and I don't know. I just feel like this is a kind of training. If you want to be successful in like MMA and UFC and just in
life.
If you're a woman. This is what the kind of content you should be posting for free. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you have any knowledge?
I do. We were sick at the house all weekend, so we didn't do all that much. But so I was able to Saturday night while I was laying in bed resting, watch this new documentary on Netflix. It's called Eat the Rich, about the GameStop saga. Remember when they had that the general public drove up that stock price last year?
Yeah, I own one share of that stock.
It was like epic proportions. It's a three-part series. I think each part is like 20-some 30 minutes. But if you're at all into like this kind of thing, if you don't have to be in the stocks, but it's just fascinating because they break down like how did this happen and why and how did they fuck over the financial industry, the hedge fund guys like doing this. And then there was some fuckery by like the company who was doing the app thing on the phone, the Robinhood company, where they shut off the buying option. So I think it's a cool watch. If you know, when you're on your elliptical and you want to watch something interesting, it's pretty cool how this all happened. And it was all through like crowdsourcing and people hyping it up on Reddit and stuff. And they were able to take down one interesting stat I got from this thing, which I thought was curious, is that they said something like 83% of all investors that are not on Wall Street lose money or something if they try to get into stocks because they don't have all the right data. So 80%. I don't know. It's like,
that wouldn't surprise me.
Either you're like in the know or you're out of the know. And if you're only in the know if you're like a big wig, right? So, you know, for those of you out there doing day trading and stuff, like a lot of people who do that, they lose money, more than half. So, you know, it's like
they feed off of us.
You know, it's like legalized gambling with
pretty much.
So, but it's a cool watch if you want to see something interesting, and it's not that long. It's less than a time than a movie probably. So, you know, you can digest.
Yeah, I'm in it. I'm vested. I have one share. So
how much is it worth now? I don't even know.
I don't even look at it because I bought it when it was way too high. It was like $100 and I think it went up to 200 something at one point.
More than that. It was like 600 or 700 or something. It's now back at $25. So.
Oh, it's because I don't even care. It's like that was one. It's like set it, forget it. Just whatever happens, happens. That's a lot of investing for me. It's just whatever I put there, I just assume I'm going to lose it all. And if it makes money, great. I've been lucky. Anyway, I don't know if you see the controversy of the House of Dragons show. So apparently they learned nothing from Game of Thrones because I don't know. Was it that last show where remember the one that was so dark you couldn't see shit?
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen this week's because I'm jaded from last week. But yeah, I will watch it tomorrow.
But I would just say that there's another pretty lengthy scene where it's very difficult to see everything again. And I think it's the same director that did that fucking Game of Thrones show that directed this one, where he's just like being a fucking asshole trying to be all, I want to be cinematronic, whatever the fucking word is, where he doesn't give a fuck what the fans think or what it actually looks like. It's just, I have a vision of what it is, and I don't give a fuck what anybody watching the show thinks, but this is what I want, and this is what I'm going to deliver. And like, hey, fuckface, you did the same thing in Game of Thrones, and everyone was fucking bitching at you.
I remember that.
Should not have to adjust the brightness of my TV to be able to see a fucking scene. Because you know what I did? I fucking fast-forwarded it. And that's when you know I'm not into a fucking show anymore, when I'm fast-forwarding. It's like the Bears, it's like the Blackhawks, and now it's goddamn House of Dragons, and then whatever that bullshit that Amazon is doing with the Ring of Fire, or whatever Lord of the Rings, whatever fucking bullshit Amazon's doing, fuck them too. I'm fast-forwarding everything right now, Ingo. It's not good. It's not good.
There's nothing good happening. But no. It will come around again. I promise.
It's okay. Happen.
Something good will happen eventually.
I got a couple other things.
Okay.
Sometimes the price of beef goes down. It's all these drifters.
Oh damn.
I don't know why Rocket League got in there, but I wanted to see that finish. There's so many videos of these motherfuckers drifting and spinning and slamming into people's. And
people are dumb.
Just like to get into action. Mm-hmm. I can do some volume. So we're gonna call this Cats Gone Wild. Cats Gone Wild. Cats Gone Wild.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God! What in the Mama come get out?
Wait, oh, Lord. Watch this cat come in at the end.
Grab the girl hand. Oh Lord, you won't go.
Tackle the dog off the bed. Holy cow. Lord, Jesus Christ, legal fireworks.
Get the water, get the water.
That was my favorite video. I forget to send it out. I used to send it out every time, 4th of July.
Oh, man.
Goddamn legal fireworks. Get the motherfucking water. It was my favorite.
Oh, shit. All right. Well,
let's shut down.
That has been this week's edition of the MMA Notes. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Groh, thanks for playing.